No doubt it's been a busy news day on this Monday. Let's get you caught up. Did you hear this?
Did you hear this? Broomhead's reaction to the hottest news stories.
If you're tired of wearing your mask, you're probably not alone. But they could be around for a long time, or as Dr. Fauci says, possibly even seasonal?
Is the mask going to be something we have with us in a seasonal aspect?
You know, that's quite possible. It is conceivable that as we go on a year or two or more from now, people might actually elect to wear masks to diminish the likelihood that you'll spread these respiratory-borne diseases.
Are you on board with seasonal masks?
Don't even ask me that question. I am not on board with seasonal masks. We are seeing, again, people, they say we should, it should be, when you're outside, it should be safe. We're going to reduce indoor mask wearing. Masks have become a political statement. So I guess this is going to continue in some regard. But the suggestions from the CDC, every cold and flu season to go along with COVID-19, it's getting to be monotonous. And I think people, as soon as this thing is over, you're going to see a huge number of Americans not go near a mask and not care. And I think that's going to be the biggest issue for them to deal with.
You know, one of the worst mistakes that we've made during this pandemic was making the vaccination card slightly too big to the point where it can't fit in your wallet.
You think that's the only mistake?
That's a pretty big mistake, right? But if you're struggling with how to carry your vaccination records, how about a wristband?
It's called the Immuniband. It's the first of its kind on the market. It costs $19.99, and it's simple to use. After buying it, you send a copy of your vaccination card, and they'll load it to their encrypted server. If someone wants to verify your vaccine record, all they got to do is take a picture of the QR code on their phone, and it'll take them to that website.
What color do you want, Mike? I'm ordering right now.
First of all, Immuniband. No. They should have called it Shotbit. Like Fitbit, they should have called it a Shotbit.
Okay.
Marketing is a little off, but it's also absurd. Again, who wants to carry around, who wants to wear a bracelet with their information? There's a lot of different bracelets you can wear. Like sometimes you wear them with the names of your children or birthstones of your children or whatever else. I have a memorial bracelet that I wear for my brother. I wear it every day. I'm not going to memorialize the fact that I got a vaccine. If someone needs my records, I'll supply them with my records if it's necessary. I can't imagine they're going to sell any of these things. You're listening to Did You Hear This? We do it every day at this time. It's just our way to catch you up on the biggest news stories. We got a couple of more. What's up, Steve?
Getting compensation in exchange for vaccination? It's already happening.
Oh. In Detroit, for example, they're offering people $50 if they bring a resident to get vaccinated. You also have cities and bars partnering up, offering free drinks with proof of vaccination. Of course, Miami Beach is in on it. Their program being called Shots for Shots.
Finally, a pandemic policy I can get behind.
Yeah, call a shot and a beer. You know, get a beer when you get a shot. Shot and a beer. But yeah, where what's going on? We're being left out, Steve. You and I are the responsible ones. The ones that went down early, early in the morning to get our vaccine. We get left out in the cold for the slackers that wouldn't do it.
This is starting to sound like the student debt argument. I was responsible and paid for my college, and I don't get any of this.
So maybe what we should do is go get another shot, and then just so we get our booze.
We get our $50. I would get the $50 rather than the shot.
Me too. Yeah, absolutely. You can buy a lot more shots with $50 than one free shot.
Happy Mother's Day to all of you mothers out there.
I'm sorry.
As the progressive are calling it now, birthing people.
It is Happy Mother's Day, but if you're a lefty, it might be Happy Birthing People's Day. Seriously, this is Democrats. The new phrase they want to use is you're not a mother.
No more moms.
Nope. Done. You're a birthing person.
Did you make sure to wish your mom a Happy Birthing People's Day?
No. I'm still a Neanderthal. I said Happy Mother's Day. I called her and wished her Happy Mother's Day. It's absurd. Absolutely. One of my favorite stories of the day is birthing person. And I've put the question out there, and I want to thank all of you sick and twisted people for your responses, because I can't read most of them on the air, of what you would say. What do you call someone that's a father? Because you can't say Father's Day anymore either. So is it non-birthing parents' day? I thought of one that I can't repeat on the air. And I thought mine was the most clever. But, I've heard all kinds of donors and impregnators' day or whatever you want to call it. But How absurd have we become? We cannot say mother anymore. And, well, I shouldn't ask the question because I know if I ask this question, I'm going to get in a lot of trouble. Should I stay away from it, Steve?
Don't look at me, dude. Don't wrap me into this.
Well, I'm just curious, and I mean this sincerely. Do you think that Caitlyn Jenner's children give her Mother's Day and Father's Day cards? Or does she now just get Mother's Day cards? I'm being serious. When he did the interview with Hannity, she did the interview with Hannity. She talked about being Bruce Jenner. She talked about fathering children. So she has no problem. She said she's been misgendered all the time. She doesn't have a problem with it. She thinks people are being too sensitive. And I'm being serious. Do you think that her children are confused by which card to get her?
I'll answer your question with a question. Is being a mother or a father something that you identify with? Or is it an action?
Oh, come on. Don't get philosophical with
you know what
me.
I mean, though?
It's both, apparently.
Can
in
you choose
society.
To be a mother and a father retroactively? Or is it chosen for you when you physically give birth to somebody?
I agree with you that you're the mother or you're the father. But I thought I was the Neanderthal and you were the wokeness on this show. And so,
not that I'm trying to be woke, but being woke is so hard.
It is. Because
it's changes. A lot of work.
It changes every day.
Yeah.
It changes every single day.